This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, February 15th. At least 40 guards will be deployed to protect NRL players in Las Vegas, with players warned over sex traps and extortion scams. Las Vegas police boss Kendall Bell was called in on Wednesday by the NRL to address players and officials from the four clubs ahead of the Code's historic premiership kickoff in America. It comes just 48 hours after the Broncos' drunken bust-up involving skipper Adam Reynolds and Pat Carrigan that's triggered fears of a potential Vegas scandal. Linesmen crucial to reconnecting electricity have been accused of downing tools as thousands of Victorian homes are left without power. Sources claim linesmen for Downer Group were instructed by the Electrical Trades Union not to answer their phone during Tuesday's storm emergency, which left thousands without power and also claimed the life of a country Victorian dairy farmer. The Herald Sun understands they walked off the job, claiming their work vehicles are unsafe. And South Australian criminals are flouting home detention conditions amid claims authorities are failing to properly respond to overnight alerts. Sources have told the Advertiser breaches are being increasingly responded to late or not at all because the Correctional Services Department has no staff available during an 8-hour period each night. A spokesman for the Public Service Association said the union has raised these kinds of staffing issues with DCS over a long period of time. And we'll be back after this. In New South Wales, a motorist with custom number plates seemingly glorifying the October 7 Hamas terror attacks on Israel now claims he's lost them after being ordered to turn them in. Transport for New South Wales has ordered the owner to provide a statutory declaration as to how the plates went missing. False declarations can carry a $22,000 fine or up to 2 years imprisonment. And almost 1,500 excited Taylor Swift fans monitored the superstar's journey to Australia with plane tracking technology. Flight VJT993 from Honolulu landed in Melbourne just after midnight for the Australian leg of her Eras tour. The Bombardier Global 6000 private jet was also the most tracked aircraft in the world on Wednesday. And it's been a busy week already for the superstar, who performed in Japan before heading to Vegas, where she watched boyfriend Travis Kelce win the Super Bowl. And we'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.